USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
George H.W. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Ohio senators are ticked off that GM is deciding to open a plant down in Mexico as opposed to keeping one open in their state. GM CEO Mary Barra was on Capitol Hill today defending her actions.
It's incredibly difficult to make these types of decisions, so our focus is on the GM team members that are impacted, making sure they understand all of their opportunities, and then also looking at what are the retraining opportunities as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
A former TV executive is in hot water over trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
At least 11 different brands of dog food are being recalled due to dangerous levels of vitamin D. Veterinarian Cheyenne Sims was on NBC explaining some of the symptoms you may see if your dog has been exposed.
Just lethargy, you know, kind of not feeling very well, loss of appetite. Sometimes they can vomit or have constipation.
A full recall list is available on the FDA's website. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Charles Krauthammer died in June of 2018. His son Daniel wrote a new book titled The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors, with his father, Charles Krauthammer. So I had a chance to sit down and chat with Daniel, and one of the things I asked him was to reflect on how he thought his father would feel about seeing George H.W. Bush's funeral and the passing of George H.W. Bush.
You know, we have a lot to be thankful for in having him, and when I heard the news of his passing, I went back and read some columns my dad had written about him and found one that he wrote in 92, right after he lost the election. And he wrote something that I think was just so prescient at a time when people were kind of piling on and criticizing President Bush. He said that, look, even though he lost an election, that's not history's judgment. And it wasn't a failed presidency. It was a completed presidency, is what my dad wrote. And that he was called upon to do two great things for this country, to close out the Cold War on favorable terms and to stop Saddam Hussein's aggression in the Persian Gulf. And he did those brilliantly. And I think my dad had this very deep sense of history. And he wrote almost poetically that, you know, George Bush, like other great figures who had completed their task, like Churchill or Truman, his turn in history was over, but that we should all be thankful for that.
For more information on The Point of It All, please check out charleskrauthammer.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.